What do we do about the gas? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Oil is over $100 a barrel. There are warnings. It could hit $150, which would mean gas prices of $4.25 a gallon by spring, maybe even $5. And we Americans can't believe it.
It's unbelievable. I thought we were beyond this.
It is unbelievable. But you know what's really unbelievable? That anybody still thinks high gas prices are unbelievable. I remember it being unbelievable when it broke $1. Then it was unbelievable when it broke $2. Then $3 was really unbelievable. You know what? I'm starting to believe it. But Dave, you say, how can prices be going up when the White House says we're drilling more than ever?
Oil production in the United States has increased every year that this president has been in office.
Well, it's called the free market, people. The thing that every American loves, including this guy.
Its power to generate wealth and expand freedom is unmatched.
And the way it works is that when we save gas, thereby creating a glut of gas, oil companies are free to refine less gas and send what's left over to South Africa. At least according to the news articles I've been reading.
It's unbelievable.
Well, believe it. So, what are we going to do about these high gas prices? We are going to unleash a torrent of nasty tweets like the world has never seen, and then pay them until every Middle East sheikdom has a mile-high skyscraper. If you don't like it, it's a free country. You can go fracking in your backyard and find your own oil. I hear in some places they can light the faucet on fire and get free hot water on demand. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.